Today, we are reading Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 23. Before we begin, let's pray. Father God, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. Lord, we want to hear your voice. We want to hear you speak to us. Show us who you are and how to follow you. Teach us today, Lord. Open our hearts to be ready to hear what you have to say. Give us soft hearts that are open and willing to hear and listen and follow and obey you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he scattered the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered, because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. The disciples came to him and asked, Why do you speak to the people in parables? He replied, Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. Oh, but the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Today, Jesus tells the parable of the sower. Now, he's talking to people and they come to him, they're listening to him, they want to hear, they want him to teach them. And so, what does he do? He tells them parables. He tells them stories. And he talks about why he does that. First, there is the parable that he tells. He tells about a farmer. And this would have been a very common sight for them. Many of them lived in an agricultural society where they saw farmers doing this all the time. The farmer goes out, he takes seed, and he scatters the seed, throwing it into the field. Now he has gone ahead and prepared the field, but as he throws it, it goes all over the place. Some of it lands on the path, and the birds come and eat it. Some of it lands on rocky soil. Some lands in the thorns, others lands in good, prepared, ready soil. Now, later Jesus comes back and talks about it. And we're going to look at that in just a moment. But first, why does Jesus use parables? He explains that here. And he says that one of the reasons is that those who hear won't understand. This seems very confusing. Well, part of it is this. The people who were listening to him, some of them did not really want to understand. As we looked at yesterday and the day before, the Pharisees are also following, listening to him. They are trying to trap him. They are trying to catch him saying something bad that they can accuse him of doing something wrong. So they have closed their hearts. They are not really wanting to hear the truth and accept and follow and repent and change. There are others who just are not ready. And so Jesus teaches them with stories that they can understand. But for some of them, they don't really get his true meaning. Others do. And I think a large deal of this has to do with those who are sensitive and open and listening for God. Jesus wants to feed and give things to those who are truly wanting to learn, those who are seeking God. But there are many who are following him who are not truly seeking. They have intentionally closed their eyes and plugged their ears. Their hearts, he says, are calloused, very hard and unsensitive. They have allowed themselves to not be interested in God. And so even though they are curious, in their hearts, they are not ready to really follow him. They are not ready to listen and obey and do what he says. Some of them have already decided that they will not do what he says, but they're just curious. Others, there are too many things that distract them. And so he teaches in parables. And these are vivid, beautiful pictures that even we can learn from. So let's look at this one that he talked about today. He tells about this sower, and it's much like Jesus. Jesus is throwing out seeds of truth, but it lands on all kinds of different hearts. As we talk about this, think about it. Which one describes you? First, there are those who, when they hear it, they are very hard. The evil one quickly comes and snatches away the truth that they heard. Is your heart hard? What makes it hard? Well, continually saying, I don't believe, I don't believe. Purposefully choosing not to believe. Or sometimes, it is a firm belief in something that is not true. That we have chosen to believe something, and we are so attached to that belief that we refuse to let the seed or the Word of God come into our hearts and grow. And that's a scary and dangerous place to be. Which is why, at the beginning of reading, I pray, and I ask God to give us hearts that are soft, to give us hearts that are ready to hear, that are ready to learn. Sometimes it takes God working in our hearts, doing things. Sometimes our hearts are so hard, God has to send things to soften them. It might be rain, or in our lives, difficult times. It might be something else to break that hard heart. Sometimes it can be very painful. But those things help prepare us sometimes to hear the Word of God. The next type of heart that he talks about is the seed that falls on rocky ground. And he says it talks about someone who hears the Word and at once receives it, but then they don't let it go deep. It's only shallow. And so they only last for a short time. When they have problems, oh, they're like, ah, forget that. Is this you? Have you allowed God's Word to go deep into your heart? Or are you only looking at it on the surface, on the very top, and it goes a little bit, and you hear it, and you're like, oh, that's nice. But when trouble comes, where will you be? Will you be listening to and obeying and following God? Then, there are those who are the thorny soil, that it falls in there, but the concerns of this world, other things, choke out the Word of God. They choke out the things that God is trying to teach us, and we don't bear fruit. Is that you? Are things of this world choking out the things that God is trying to teach you? The things that God is trying to grow in you? But finally, there is that good soil. The heart that is tender. The heart that is open. The heart that wants to know God. That wants to follow God. The heart that is willing to follow and obey no matter what it takes. The heart that doesn't have preconceived ideas of what they're going to hear, that has not already made a decision about what they're going to do with what they hear, but a heart that comes to God and says, Lord, I want to hear your voice. I want to hear you, and I want to follow you. Teach me. That heart is open. That heart is one that desires God, that is sensitive and ready to follow and obey. And I pray that God will nurture and grow and develop a heart like that in you. Lord, we do pray that you would grow our hearts, that you would soften our hearts. Lord, there are things from our culture, from society, from our own life, from our past experience, so many things that harden us, that create it difficult for your Word to go deep. so many thorns from this world that creep into our life and draw us away from you and choke out the truth that you are trying to show us. Lord, I pray that you would take away those things. Soften our hard hearts. Give us a heart that is soft and tender and open to listening and hearing your word. And then teach us. And Lord, may your word grow in our hearts. Lord, as in the story, it produced fruit that was 100 times what was there before. We pray that you would grow that in our hearts, and that great, abundant fruit would be produced through your word. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.